The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Missed opportunities. Have you ever met somebody that you know is making a very bad decision, and yet they could do something so much better with their time, their money, their energies, and they're just not going to do it? Well, we're going to talk about missed opportunities today. It's what really matters, and we start now. And welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. And always a pleasure to talk to you. It seems like lately I've been talking alone for a while, but we're going to have Jeff Hyback back. That sounded like a little rhyme there. He's been doing a lot of traveling, a lot of great things happening with his company, and it's causing him to have to leave and travel, and Friday afternoons are day when he's finally getting back in town. But anyway, I met with a couple this week, and it reminded me of several other couples that I've talked to over the years, so I'm not mentioning any names. But, you know, It reminds me, there's that Billy Joel song. For those of you who are Billy Joel fans, he did a song, years ago, back in the 70s. It was the Italian, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, and he talks about Brenda and Eddie, and fictitious characters, I imagine. Maybe they were real people, who knows, but talked about how they had decided they were going to get married, and they were, but they were the cool kids that had the, they hit at the Parkway Diner, and they decided they were going to, get married and just, make a go of it. And, sadly, they bought a couple of deep pile carpets and a couple of paintings from Sears and a big water bed they had saved with the bread they'd saved for a couple of years. Anyway, it goes on. You probably know the song. Many people do. But sadly, it didn't work. It didn't work very long at all, and it was a temporary freedom, if you would. A missed opportunity maybe to have done something different with their lives. But the bottom line is, when you meet people, and I've met some, and see if this resonates with you, when you know somebody's on the cusp of something good has happened, and they just won't go a little further with it. What I'm getting to is, some people, I think, and I'm speaking to a lot of people here that are not going to retire with pensions, as many of their parents had, a certain check in the mailbox every month to take care of things, and that's great when you have it. Fewer and fewer people today have that proverbial pension to retire to. So it really is important not only that you go into retirement with your debts cleaned up, a house that's paid for, but assets set aside that you can generate income from. So I sat down with this couple, and I'm not singling them out, but they're in a challenging place that they finally have gotten to, where they have very, very little debt, a little bit owed on something that they had to repair last year, but the house is paid for. The wife now, who's stayed home to raise the kids, has gone back to work, making some money. And the conversation came up about, well, what are we doing with that? And there's this idea that there's a certain amount of freedom now, that we're no longer tied so tightly as we were. And these people have worked hard. They've been diligent. They had some rough times back in 08. There was some periods of unemployment. It was a challenge. But they're finally on their feet again. And, the kids are grown, are almost out of the house, are almost empty nesters. Sounds familiar. And the wife's gone back to work and making some income. And I'm saying, well, now, here's just something I've observed with people. Maybe it's a more common pattern from yesteryear, but a lot of the people that I've worked with over the years who retired years ago were people that basically lived on one income and had one car garage, and piled up a lot of money. And if the wife went back to work, man, that was their ticket to freedom, because they would save, if not every penny of it, a good portion of it. And so I just brought that up to float it by him to say, hey, what do you think this would be? Because now they haven't have been able to save, as many people have. They don't have nearly enough that they could generate to live on. And like so many people, here's a golden opportunity. The kids are out of the house is paid for, there's no mortgage call in their name, there's very little debt to clean up, and here's this income all of a sudden that the wife's making. And I'm saying, what do you think, where would you be 10 or 15 years from now? Because these are people like in their, maybe late 40s, early 50s, they're going to work at least another 15 years, at least. I said, how would it be if 15 years from now you'd banked all of what, let's say it was Brenda and Eddie, all that Brenda was earning, if Eddie just banked it all, or she did, and they had this pile of money that she saved for basically not taking out her income and not really doing anything with it, but saving it for a while. Now, why would I say that? Because you have to understand, these folks, they've gotten to a good place, house paid for, no debt, like I said, need to build a little more of a reserve. But once that reserve's established, they have a golden opportunity. But it's this, how can I put it? There's this sense of, we've worked so hard, we deserve to have fun. And I would agree with that. You need to celebrate. When you finish your mortgage, you better have a party. Invite the neighbors, invite your friends, party, have a good night. Now just celebrate it. It doesn't mean you have to get drunk either, I'm just saying, but celebrate it. Get a big cake. I don't care, whatever, you know. It's have a beer. It's not the end of the world to have a beer, you know, either. So but still, do what is comfortable, but celebrate. That's a good thing to celebrate. Now, the celebration lasts for a day. But then what are you going to do with an opportunity to no longer have that monstrous monthly payment around? If you could take it and save it and invest it, and you know, you just could be miles ahead down the road. And I'm telling you, I see this with people, and it scares me, because I realize these folks, and they know it, they're not on track to retire, but they're tired, and they're at a place now where they're saying, I really don't want to just you know, knuckle down. I'm saying, you don't have to knuckle down. There's balance to this. You can take a vacation. You can do some things. But please get in the habit now of living like you lived before, which shouldn't be too hard to do when you just got a job. Take that money and pretend it's not there. But it is there, right? So it's like, we got to have fun. I'm like, okay, all right. There's a balance to life. And you might look back and regret it. And I'm not saying save every penny of it, but keep doing what you were doing. And I just, I'm of the opinion that for the basic sense they have now is a freedom, but it's a temporary freedom. Very, very temporary. And why do I say that? Because right now they're free to enjoy more of their cash flow. They're free right now to go some places, do some things, buy some things they haven't been able to buy. That's nice, but it's temporary. And why do I say it's temporary? Because the day is coming and fast approaching when they're no longer going to work. And then if they don't have income from enough assets set aside, what are they going to do to generate income? They're going to have to continue to work. They're going to work well into their retirement years, later years of life. And it's just unfortunate, because I think there's something missing when we have this attitude that we deserve. I've been a victim all these years. Everybody works hard. Everybody that has done something reasonably accomplished in their life, like these folks have, raised wonderful kids, you know, wonderful people. And I'm not knocking them, but my point is, I'm knocking the idea that I know that if they could knuckle down and just pretend that money wasn't there, they would have an unbelievable retirement to look forward to. And I'm not saying that they have to work their knuckles to the bone, save every dime of it, but if they could just pretend it wasn't there and live like they were, instead of expanding their lifestyle, you know, like I say, celebrate, absolutely celebrate accomplishments like paying a mortgage off or getting a kid through college or whatever. Yeah, there's those times, that's a weekend away, celebrate, party, whatever it might be, right? But come back to reality and realize that money is not your own from a standpoint of there's a need coming down the line. It's called growing older. It's called reaching a point in your life when you're going to have assets. And if you don't have sufficient yet, you need to work on getting sufficient and keep going. Especially if you're able-bodied, you can do it. You have the job, you have the income. Why would you not do that? And in my opinion, what some people are doing is sacrificing something that's of much lesser value for something that could be of phenomenal value. And it's just, it's sad. It saddens me, because I realize here is an opportunity that's being totally missed. It's a point, a turning point, could be a turning point. Instead, it's really a nothing point, because what will happen if that income becomes part of the norm, what will happen is there'll be another car in the driveway. There'll be even maybe a different driveway. Maybe there'll be even a couple of nice trips and who knows what. But suddenly, if you expand the income, if you expand rather your lifestyle to absorb the income, then suddenly you're back in a very much of a slavery mode where you are, you know, fighting like Brenda and Eddie to make ends meet. The money got tight, and you know, they just didn't count on the tears. They started the fight when the money got tight, and they just didn't count on the tears. Well, you don't have to go back there. And yet that's exactly where people are heading when they have this I deserve mindset. So just a word of caution, when you reach a temporary milestone, I say it's temporary because while you might have something checked off, an accomplishment, a wonderful accomplishment that you absolutely should celebrate, capitalize on it. Don't throw it away for lesser things like, I don't know, just expanding your lifestyle. So every dime that could have been saved is spent. And even then some, because people in that mode will wind up going back in debt for something else they really, really want because they've always wanted it. There's more to life than that. And there's more to life than having the money. So you might say, well, Peter, you're a financial advisor and you're just telling everybody to spend, to save and never, never enjoy their life. Absolutely not. You need to celebrate. You need to have a balance. You need to be focusing on what you're going to retire to where you can still feel productive and good and not fall into some depression when you retire and wind up cocooning and being alone. And who wants to do that? It mental illness sets in. People become alcoholics and you know, there's all kinds of things that happen. No, I'm saying be proactive, be positive, keep growing, keep growing your net worth. You know, I'm not saying store up kingdoms here, you know, it's store up riches for above too, you know, and we can get, it's a whole different topic, but it's not money for money's sake. As you save, as you create greater financial stability, people who have a heart to be generous and to help other people wind up giving more. They do. It's just, it's normal. They'll do that and they'll save and they'll keep growing and they'll keep giving. And it's magical what happens when you give, when you have a heart to give and you're not focused on get. Somehow it comes back around to you. It just does. You know, you reap what you sow. You take care of other people, help people along the way, and somehow you're doing all right. You're doing well. You're happy. You're well adjusted. You're things are good on a lot of fronts. You know, that's a good place to be. And don't settle for less. So I just on that note, I just wanted to say, you know, when you see the opportunity before you to capitalize on something, think long and hard about what you should do. And even if they met my thought halfway, I'd be delighted for them because I know it would mean a lot more to them 10 or 15 years from now. And I don't think it's going to happen. Don't let that be you. And as we always say on, you know, the whole idea of what really matters is the tagline for the 401k latte company. And that is invest in a conversation and do it soon and do it with somebody that's going to talk you out of making a big mistake. So anyway, on that note, have a great weekend. Celebrate those little things, those milestones, big things that come along, like paying a mortgage off. But then, come on, let's be smart afterwards. So like I said, invest, even with yourself, invest with in a conversation and do it soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.